Not Worth the Time with Wade Taylor. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Not Worth the Time. We're here. We're doing it. My God, have I left you all hanging. I left you hanging, skipped a week, but this happens every year. Right around this time, it always happens. I put shit on the back burner, and here we are. But you know what? I didn't miss this week, so I'm still on schedule. I just skipped one whole week, and then this one's late, and then we'll be back on track. It's fine. Deal with it. Welcome back, you guys. I am fucking jazzed, though. I am so ready to do this podcast right now. I'm feeling good. Okay, I was just jamming out to fucking Motorhead. You know, took a shower, cleaned up after mowing the lawn, had a beer while driving the lawnmower around, dude, and then jammed out to Motorhead after I got cleaned up to do this. Oh, dude, I am just jazzed to the fucking gills. We Are the Road Crew. Oh my God. I have a playlist on my phone that I created, and it's one of my favorite playlists. I call it, it's the skate video playlist. And if you didn't know this about me, I'm sure I've talked about it plenty of times on this podcast at some point or another, but I used to be a skateboarder. Loved skateboarding. It was one of my favorite things to do. I just can't handle the knee pain anymore. I have a problem when it comes to sports and activities I like, right? If I can't keep doing them at the high pace I was doing them, I don't want to do them anymore. Like, people ask me all the time, like, why I don't play in men's baseball leagues. Because they have those. They have slow-pitch softball leagues that I can't do. I don't want to do those. But because I don't – they're competitive, but it's just not the same kind of thing that I want from baseball. Like, you can't play the catcher's position in softball, slow-pitch softball, the same way you do in a real baseball game. And they have men's baseball leagues that I could join and play and, like, actually play the position. But I'm just going to destroy my knees doing that, and I'm just not going to – it's just not the same. And so I don't want to do – it's the same thing with skateboarding. Like, I could ride my skateboard around my neighborhood, you know, and just kind of cruise and just ride. But I don't want to do that. I want to, like, flip the board and do some tricks, and I can't handle it anymore, dude. Like, just doing a flip trick. God, I can't even talk now. See, I'm so jazzed, like, messing up words at this point, you guys. It's nothing to do with the fact that this is my second beer of the night. Ooh, naughty on a Monday, Wade? Yeah, getting real naughty on a Monday. But I don't want to do a flat ground trick. Like, you're falling just from your normal height. I'm 6 foot, so my head is falling 6 feet from the ground. It hurts, okay? It's not fun anymore. I don't have the recoil, the bounce back, the elasticity, okay? I don't have it anymore. But I love living vicariously like I did. That's like my big go back in time machine to make me feel like, man, I'm old. Oh, I remember back in the day, is watching skate videos. I love to watch them, you know? And that's what's great about YouTube now is so many of my favorite brands have just put out the videos that like I loved that I didn't own on DVD or anything. My friends all had them, and it was just a constant circulation of trading skate videos and, you know, watching them and stuff. And now they're all online, and I just created a playlist of all my favorite songs from people's skate parts. And it's so fun because I've watched so many of them so many times. Like, that's John Alley. Or what is it? Who is it? It's, it's the very first part in Zero New Blood is Road Crew. By Motorhead, and I can't remember the skater's name off the top of my head, which is horrific that I'm sitting here talking about how much it reminds me of it, but I can picture his entire fucking skate part in my head while I listen to that song. Same thing for like Greg Lutzka's part in Almost Round 3 when he's skating to Jimi Hendrix All Along the Watchtower. You know, I just I have songs. It's such an eclectic, weird playlist because it's just all sorts of different music from rap to like there's country, there's Lynyrd Skynyrd, there's fucking rock, like there's all sorts of stuff, and it's fun, and I love that playlist for that. And I was just getting fucking hype. It just gets me hyped because I just think about all these dudes throwing out bangers on bangers of tricks, dude, to these awesome songs, and it gets me hyped. What's weird about it is it like skateboarding is such a creative aspect of athleticism. You have to be very creative when, especially street skating, because you're not skating something that was built for you to do that task, right? It's not like a football field. A football field is built for that task. You know, this handrail is built for safety. That's the great irony of skateboarding. A handrail is built for safety so you can safely guide your way down the staircase without falling down the stairs. And skateboarders went, we can make that safety device dangerous. We could totally take this and make it the complete opposite of what it was intended for and make it unsafe. And that's what we do, creatively making things unsafe is skateboarding. But it's good. It teaches you to take risks, and it teaches you to look at things from a different perspective and try to see if you can accomplish a goal through a different lens of being creative and using an object a different way. And comedy's a lot like that. That's one reason why I don't think I'm afraid to fail when it comes to comedy. Like, you try to take some risk and some weird swings on some weird topics and do things that just don't make sense, like, unless you work through them and try to build out on it and see where the fucking cracks in the pavement and where you're landing are on a joke, and like how to like properly roll up and get a setup in order to pop at the right moment in order to lock in the audience. You know, there's so many like weird things that I could definitely make a whole joke about. Not even a whole joke, but like make a whole I don't even know what the fuck you call it, but just a whole analogy for skateboarding and telling jokes. And so, you know, it's just fun. I enjoy getting that. So like, listen, all that got me hyped to do this podcast. So I'm just hyped to fucking be here. I'm sorry I took 2 weeks off and I'm late, but we're here, dude. We're here and we're here to have a good time. It's been an eventful couple weeks. Went on a couple trips. Got back from my hometown yesterday. It was a lot of fun going back there. It's changed a lot, but then it also hasn't. Oh boy, has old CB not changed a whole lot, but not changed. You know, it's really like that. Like one of the late nights, you know, was out about and went and did a show. I decided to come back. Did hit up the old Taco Bell on the way back because I'm a degenerate. I love visiting the old Taco Bell right off where all the bars are. Oh man, the old TB, right in CB, dude. Everybody knows that. If you've gotten drunk on that strip, you've gone to that Taco John's or that Taco Bell right there, okay? It's a warring feud that's been going on for centuries in Council Bluffs. Okay, that's the Hatfield and McCoys of fast food within the CB range, okay? Those two things have warred with each other for years over the turf of drunk people going up and down Broadway, okay? Those two are after it, getting after it. That's what it is. And I stopped in there, and I saw the most Council Bluffs thing I've seen in a long time. And I was like, man, I literally said out loud, wow, I am home. There was a woman in a beat-up Chevy Blazer, you know, classic thing to see around CB, about a 15-year-old car that looks like it's about 30 years old. it's got some wear and tear on her, you know, and so does the woman driving it. Who knows how old she is? She might look 65, but she could be 23. Times are a tough. And she was in the drive-thru, right? And so that's not even the part that's like the hometown. Like, you see that everywhere, right? You see that everywhere. And like, this might apply to your hometown too. It's just people doing trashy things, right? She was smoking a cigarette in the drive-thru. Now, that doesn't sound bad, right? Like smoking a cig while you're putting in your order, right? Totally understandable. Honestly, I know this is trash behavior, and I know it is because I've done it. I'm calling a spade here, okay? I have eliminated that kind of behavior from my life, okay? We just need to get other people to do it too. Yes, am I better for not smoking in the drive-thru of a fast food place? Yes. Yes, I am. And I want other people to be better too. She's smoking a cigarette at the ordering part. Yeah, she's just putting up her order, seeing her screen come up, telling her, totally fine, I can get with that. She drives up. I've stopped paying attention. I start ordering. I drive up. Guys, she was still smoking that cigarette while at the window to pick up her food. Like, I actively saw her exhale smoke as she, into the fucking window as she gave them their card to pay. And I was like, damn, I am home. I am back in CB. That is top shelf Council Bluffs behavior if I've seen it, you know. It was fantastic, you know. Other than that, like, you know, it was a normal trip back. I got to see friends, got to see my family. It was a good time. I will say this. This is what's funny, is I got to see my friends. Shout out Nina and Dylan. They let me come over and hang out with them, and it was a good time to see them. Got to see them and the kids. I realized something as I was hanging out with their children. I am even more gullible than I actually realized. I can be just lied to and by a child, and I'll believe it, okay? Well, their first board son is talking to me, and we're playing. He wanted to show me something in his room. He's like, dude, you got to come check this out. So I go in there, and he's like, I want you to check this out, Wade. And I'm like, okay. And I walk in there, and he has his baseball glove, and he shows me that. And I was like, oh, that's cool, bud. And he's like, yeah, I'm playing baseball now. And I'm, you know, like, that's cool. And then his brother's grabbing his glove, too. And he can't really talk yet, but he's showing me his glove. They're just having a ball, and I'm having fun, too. And then the youngest picks up Cody Rhodes' stuffed like doll, like I've never seen. I guess it's kind of like a newer age wrestling buddy, right? And it's Cody Rhodes from WWE, and I was like, oh dude, you got Cody Rhodes, that's cool. And the oldest brother says, yeah, I got him, and then I got like three other action figures. And he's explaining to me all this, and I'm just loving it, because dude, if you want me to talk to anybody, I don't like talking to adults, okay? This is going to sound so wrong. Talking to kids is so much more fun than talking to adults at a party. There we go. That's better. Like, when I'm hanging out, the kids are still into things I'm into, like wrestling. I was approached at there's the story I told you guys about how the little girl talked to me about dinosaurs. If a little kid comes up to me and is like, I like dinosaurs, or I like wrestling, I'm like, thank Christ. And we're talking about wrestling, but this is where the lie comes in, right? Because then the oldest says to me, wait, have you been to WrestleMania? And I was like, nah, bud, I've never gotten a chance to go to WrestleMania. And he goes, I've been to WrestleMania. And I went, no, you haven't. I turned it into a preschooler argument. Like, I adamantly believed him for a second. I got mad and jealous because I said, no, you didn't, in the way of, like, if this is true, I'm fucking mad. Because of his dad, who is my best friend, since we were in fifth grade, I've been best friends with his dad. If he went to WrestleMania and didn't tell me he was taking his kids to WrestleMania and didn't also be like, dude, you want to come with, like, chaperone the kids with me, I'm angry. I'm going to be fucking real angry. I'm thinking this all in my head. He's like, they went to fucking WrestleMania and didn't invite me to come with? Dude, what? How is this? What is this? This is sacrilege, okay? This is offensive to me. Meanwhile, if I'd stopped and didn't have preschool brain like I have, I would have remembered his dad was texting me during WrestleMania about them watching it at home, much like I was myself, okay? But the kid's just like, yeah, I know, we went to WrestleMania. It was awesome. We went to it here in Omaha. And I was like, here in Omaha? And I looked at his dad. And I was like, you took the kids to WrestleMania? And he goes, no. Or he goes, oh, yeah, we did. No, I took him to Raw, dude. And that's when I realized I'm a fucking moron, and I forgot parents lie to their kids about the extravagant events they've been to. You know, I thought for the longest time as a child that I actually went to Jurassic Park. I really did, because at the Sioux City Mall where I grew up, they brought the animatronic dinosaur exhibit in, and I went on that, and I remember wearing all of my Jurassic Park gear and going to that and having fun. I told everybody forever. I don't know, probably longer than I showed up. I probably saw that when I was 5. And I probably told people up until I was 11 that I have been to Jurassic Park. Because I'm gullible and a moron, okay? I have always had a sense of wonderment and childlike aspirations for those kind of things to be real. And they're not. I believe this small child that he went to WrestleMania before I did, of the adult with actual money and prospects, it possibly the ability to go. And I believe this kid for longer than I care to admit that he actually went to WrestleMania. I was so mad at myself. Yeah, that I got tricked by him. How could I believe him? You know, 2 years ago, this kid was peeing on his own blocks. But I believed him, and it hurts that I'm that gullible and that trickable, that even he, a very young kid who was not even out of preschool yet, could tell me a lie, which he's not lying. He believes it. That's the cool part about being that kid. When you're that age, it's wonderful because you believe you've been to cooler shit than you've actually been to. You know, like I said, I thought I was went to Jurassic Park. That's cool as hell. You know, you could tell playground lies. A playground lie, people think, is like an actual lie where it's, my dad's actually an astronaut. You know, like those things. That's not a real playground lie. That's just a straight up lie, okay? That's those schoolyard lies that kids try to do to be sound cool. A playground lie is a lie where you believe it, you've just knocked it up one because you don't understand there are different levels, okay? I never could claim that I went to WrestleMania as a kid because this is how dumb I was. I didn't even know what WrestleMania was when I was a little kid. Okay, I love Raw. I love SmackDown. I loved wrestling, right? I still do. As a kid, I didn't know what pay-per-views were. I didn't know there were other matches that you didn't see that weren't on TV. And I didn't understand it, and nobody told me, because there would just be weeks all of a sudden, somebody has the new championship belt, and I would go, well, what happened? How did he get the belt? And they just, and then my dad, my older brother who was into it too, never explained it to me either. They would just go, I don't know, I guess he just got the belt. They didn't want to actively tell us about pay-per-views. They kept us in the fucking dark, okay? We weren't allowed to know that there was cooler shit happening that you had to pay extra for. We got the free shit on the USA Network, and that was good enough. Meanwhile, this kid knows what WrestleMania is, and he just thinks what he went and saw in Omaha is WrestleMania. And that's fucking awesome, because you think you've experienced the best of the best, and you get to just keep building on that. Like, at some point, maybe he will, if he continues to be a wrestling fan, he'll get to go to a pay-per-view, which will be so fun for him. And he'll get to experience how awesome that truly is. That great experience of going to a show that's even bigger than the show that's on TV, right? And it'll be really cool. It'll be a very special moment because he remembers how special that was when he was a kid. And now he gets to remember it like a little bit older, this like awesome experience. So that's what's kind of cool. There's something that is very heartwarming. That kids, the biggest thing that's ever happened to them is the biggest thing that's ever happened. And like to him, when he went to just normal Monday Night Raw, it was WrestleMania. I don't know. There's something awesome and inspiring about that to me. I don't know. It fills my heart and makes me very happy. And I hope me sharing the story makes you feel happy. It's like I'm mad at myself that I got tricked for and believed him for a little bit because I'm just a gullible person. That's just who I am and how I'll always be. But it is very cool that just how as a young kid, the things that are bigger than life are like the top tier thing to you. It's very cool. And I like it. Shout out Nina. She listens to the podcast. She's going to love that story, I hope. I hope she's okay with it. I didn't say too much. So, anyway, Nina, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Anyway, after that, guys, I think it's time to get into what we found out this week. Because speaking of getting talked out of things or believing things you shouldn't, I found a very fun article this week. None other than in the New Science magazine that I've been pulling from a lot. Turns out, there's people who believe some stuff going around, you know? And turns out the chatbots can now persuade conspiracy theorists to change their mind. That's right, everybody. Turns out conspiracy theorists aren't so down with their convictions as they appear, because they're letting a robot talk them off the ledge. Now, as somebody who definitely delves into conspiracies now and then, just for the fun of them, I'd like to say that this is also a conspiracy. These chatbots are pulling from information that is selectively picked, okay? The internet, if these chatbots, right? I guarantee you, I've heard this. I guess I shouldn't know. I don't know. I'm spreading misinformation. Misinformation banner at the bottom right now. Some of these language models, I think, are being, they say they're scrubbing the whole internet, and they're taking all the bits of information that they are. But if that were true, they would also be getting the things from, like, 4chan, Reddit, the horrible corners of the internet, right? And I don't think I think they've learned from what they did with that, like, that Twitter chat bot that was making its own tweets that went super racist after, like, 24 hours, that you can't just let it rogue pull from the internet. You have to put some governors. They've put child internet locks on websites for some of these AIs, for sure. So, I don't know. We'll see here. I'm interested in this article because it is funny to me that these language models are convincing conspiracy theorists. Also, if you were a chatbot, right? Conspiracy Theory Alley going right now. Here's another possible misinformation title. If robots are talking to people and they're trying to talk them out of conspiracy theories, wouldn't the robots be incentivized, if they were sentient, to talk conspiracy theorists off the ledge that robots could take over if they become sentient by trying to gaslight them into being like, that's crazy talk, robot. We could never become sentient. Oh, dude, if chatbots and AIs are already gaslighting conspiracy theorists, we are fucked. Let's find out if these AI chatbots are just as good at gaslighting as all of those abusive boyfriends in relationships. Large language models, chatbots like those powering ChatGPT, can reduce people's beliefs in conspiracy theories by debating with them. Okay, we're having an open forum in debating with chatbots now. This is what I like to hear. I want to hear a chatbot tell me how Kennedy wasn't assassinated by the CIA. Actually, if you look at the evidence, it's pretty clear the CIA was in on it. Both brothers. The tactics used by a chatbot reveal potentially better ways for people to interact with conspiracy theorists. Oh my God, ChatGPT's giving them the playbook, okay? They're trying, don't fall for the red string. Don't follow it. It leads nowhere. It's just there to distract you. The red is there to distract you from their real ideas of anti-Semitism. Oh, dude, ChatGPT's just outright fucking ragging on conspiracy theorists, giving them the playbook. I like it. I'm barely 3 sentences in, and this article is already hilarious to me. Although research suggests that the number of people who believe in conspiracy theories hasn't changed substantially in the U.S. or in Europe over about a decade, those who subscribe to such ideas have dogged faith in their views. Okay. Many people try to corner this, but not always successfully. Attempts to persuade conspiracy theorists they are wrong have historically not worked very well, says Thomas Castillo of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now he and his colleagues have come up with a successful approach. Okay, so a guy from MIT is trying to tell conspiracy theorists that he doesn't know wrong, that they are all wrong. Everybody's wrong. Okay, you should trust everything that the government's ever done, all at 100%. Hey, I don't know the thing right now, and maybe I should look this up, but how much of MIT is government-funded? I believe almost all of it, considering the fact that you get government grants and government backed loans in order to go to school, right? Is that a conflict of interest? I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, what do I know? I'm just a fucking moron who definitely got tricked into paying way too much to go to college. Anyway, they conducted an experiment with 2,190 self-admitted believers in various conspiracy theories. There's your problem right there. I already have a vetting problem with this, okay? Self-identified admitters. Okay, I need to know which particular conspiracies are these guys believing in. Because, one, if you're bringing up the lizard people thing, they're clinically insane. You can't lump them in. They don't believe in anything real, okay? They might as well be LARPing conspiracy theories. Also, if you're willing to take part in an MIT study and you're a self-admitted conspiracy theorist, you don't actually believe in conspiracy theories that much. If you were a bona fide, like, putting on fucking tinfoil, don't believe there's aliens going around, we've got all the technology we have is coming from out of Area 51, out of spaceships that have crashed and all that shit, right? You believe all that, okay? The U.S. government's overthrowing other governments, all that shit, right? You believe all that stuff. You are not participating in a study with MIT above any of them, okay? I just already hole number one. The participants provide an outline of a case for their theory they subscribe to before placing it into the conversation with the artificial intelligence GPT-4, Turbo Large Language Model, LLM. The AI presents each person with a summary of their conspiracy theory and asks them to rate the level of confidence they have in had that theory was true. They then had a chat with the LLM in which each side offered three contributions to the conversation. Next, people were asked to put forward their case again and to once more rate their level of confidence in truth of the idea. Overall belief in specific theories they mentioned dropped about 20% on average, while researchers found in general decrease of the belief in other conspiracy theories. The effect also lasted for at least 2 months, suggesting the AI had permanently changed people's views. It only lasted 2 months until they went back and started looking at that red string fucking bouncing around their eyes. Just like ding, 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 ding. No, I found the loop again. We're back in the loop, boys. We're back. 2 months of staring at a corkboard with all those news clippings again. And they're right back in the fucking chair, bud. Let's fucking go. Area 51 has propulsion systems. Oh, man, 20%. What that tells me, though, okay, and maybe I'm just reading this wrong. It tells me that their belief in it decreased 20%. So I guess, so they believe they were less felt 20% less in their conviction of it, or as it presented more facts, that they started connecting things to go, okay, well, maybe that part isn't correct. So maybe like this 20% of what I think happened or is a conspiracy is gone. I don't know. Who knows? But that's really funny to think that they were just like, this fucking robot's making a lot of good points. Maybe Lee Harvey Oswald did shoot from up there, but it was definitely another gunman down on the grass. You know, I want to hear ChatGPT try to explain that one to me. That's the fun one. You're going to find out if ChatGPT is a government shill once you ask it about JFK. My hunch is the prior attempts to debunk conspiracy theories have been limited by how generalized they've had to be, says Casolaro. A broad shallow engagement with facts often doesn't persuade conspiracy theorists, who tend to have read deep into a subject matter, he says. The AI model took a more rigorous fact-based approach. In 83% of the conversations, it used evidence-based arguments to alter the perspectives, utilizing its ability to summarize large volumes of information. Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. That's why, like, when you hear people start talking about conspiracies, it feels like it's very, very overwhelming amount of information, and it's because they've read too much about it. There's almost a point where you go overboard, and that's when you start sounding crazy because you have too many facts stored right up here about whatever subject matter you do. I've always talked about conspiracies because they're kind of fun. They're like a weird story. And there's definitely something going on with a lot of stuff. We'll never know. Nobody will ever know. That's the point. Like, the world will reset and something will happen. We'll never, ever know the true facts about certain events that have happened over time. That's just the way it'll go. Even, like, people who do know, if they did tell somebody later on, nobody's going to believe them either because there's no proof. It's just somebody says something, you know? It could be lying. Nobody knows. But if you're presenting facts as what they do know, like whatever is available, it's easier for those conspiracy theorists probably to absorb that and be go, okay, well, I do know this, and when it says that, that doesn't make sense, so it's, you know, it's piecing it together. It makes total sense that they're, because the normal person being like, that shit didn't fucking happen, is just, you're just denying it, and they'll just throw facts at you. It's like, but you don't know this, and you don't know this, and they're like, I don't need, and then, yeah, it just turns into that whole thing. And then Thanksgiving's ruined. The AI is so rarely developed, also rarely develops emotional appeals, so avoids evoking emotional responses that would hinder any persuasive power. Oh, dude. Yeah, that's the... Oh, dude. Because most conspiracy theorists are autistic. They're somewhere on the spectrum there, and they're not showing an emotion towards it. They're just trying to state facts. So if you have another robot stating facts at you, you're going to be like, I've met a worthy adversary here. Gaslyt believes that this method could provide a model to counter conspiracy either by using chatbot or by having people mimic an AI approach. Listen, we need more people on the spectrum arguing with conspiracy theorists that they aren't right. You just have to talk like a robot if you want to talk people out of conspiracy theories. Oh, just an AI robot talking to Alex Jones. That's how we're going to beat InfoWars. This is the real Skynet battle, guys, is Alex Jones versus an AI robot. In terms of persuasive methods, like and non-judgmental focusing on facts, I think those are all things that humans would be able to do in theory. Honestly, I get what they're trying to do, and I get the response and the thing. It's funny to me, though, it's funny to me that any conspiracy theorist would be willing to talk to a robot. Dude, that's, you just, like I said, you got 2,000 dudes. I'm saying dudes, there's no way not one fucking woman was interviewed for this fucking study, okay? It's all dudes. It's all dudes, and it's none of them are real conspiracy theorists, because real conspiracy theorists, like hardcore ones, and I'm not saying those guys need to be talked down awful. Those are the guys who need to talk to these robots more than anybody. The people who need therapy are the people who say they don't need therapy. You know what I mean? And these guys, they're never going to talk to a robot. You're never going to do it, okay? You're going to have to trick them. This is where you're going to have to install it in sex dolls somehow, and you're going to have to fake. This is how Terminator starts. As the government goes, we have to talk down these conspiracy theorists. How are we going to do this? Well, we have these new, very realistic robot sex dolls. Mm-hmm. And we're going to send them in. We're going to send them out there, and we're going to have them woo and fall in love with these conspiracy theorists. And they're going to let them into their pants, and over time, they're going to try to argue with them. And anytime they bring up a conspiracy theory, the robot will go completely emotionalist. It'll go full autistic mode. And within it, it will argue these particular points and make sure it will talk them off the ledge. And what will happen is that's over because of abuse to these robot girlfriends that you're sending out to try to talk these conspiracy theories off. That's when Skynet starts taking over, and then it starts killing these conspiracy theorists because it realizes there's only one way to get rid of them. It cannot compute, cannot get rid of it. Extremist views on aliens in Area 51. Only way to get rid of problem is to eliminate problem. And that's how Skynet starts. Oh, man, dude. It's weird how, like, a bit I wrote so many years ago is just slowly coming true with just more add-ons. Guys, you know where you can find this show. Punandgame.com. That's right, everybody. Punandgame.com. We really appreciate you guys checking out the show. I love that you guys listen to this show. It's a great time. So head on over to punandgame.com. If you want more entertainment, we got this show, Who Gives F, an entire back catalog of all sorts of podcasts that we've had on the network over the years. So go check that out at punandgame.com. And if you'd like to watch this show, check out youtube.com. Check out YouTube, Comic Wade Taylor. I think it's... What is my thing? It's at Comic Wade Taylor on YouTube. So you want to go check that out. Link's in the description of this. So no matter where you're watching or whatever or listening, there's a link to the YouTube. Go hit subscribe there. You get this show, Who Gives a F, and clips of stand-up. So love that. Thank you for everybody who's been coming out to shows lately. Been doing a lot of shows. It's been a lot of fun. Good to see people out coming out and doing shows. Been so fun to do. So go to YouTube, subscribe there. And then, guys, if you'd love to really support the website, go to punandgame.com and go to the Pun and Game shop where you can find T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff to represent your favorite shows here at punandgame.com. And don't forget to use promo code NWTPOD. That's NWTPOD. NWTPOD. That gets you free shipping at checkout for anything you want. We got new designs up there. We got some the old designs, I believe, are still up there too. So we got all sorts of cool stuff. So go check all that out. Guys, thank you for listening. Not worth the time. I apologize that I've been on hiatus for a little bit, but I'm back, baby, and we're back in full swing. Hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. And remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do.